I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's three things to know right now. While the investigation into Friday's Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery explosion continues, the Clean Air Council says it's time for the city of Philadelphia to start thinking about the future of the 152-year-old refinery. Friday's massive explosion that rocked Southwest Philadelphia is now under investigation, and the concern about air quality from the fire remains. At the federal courthouse today, five of the six crew members accused of helping to smuggle a record 17.5 tons of cocaine on a route through Philadelphia last week had their first appearances. They met with lawyers and both Serbian and Samoan interpreters. All the unnamed men waived their appearances, and authorities may have more targets in mind for prosecution. The records are sealed, so it is unknown where the shipment was coming from and where it was headed. And state lawmakers, along with Governor Tom Wolf, have reached an agreement on a new state budget calling for no new taxes or fees. Wolf says the budget deal meets his objectives, even though it appears there will not be action on some of his priorities, including an increase in the minimum wage, before lawmakers recess for the summer. In sports, the Phillies are taking on the New York Mets in the start of a four-game series in South Philly. The Phils are looking to halt their free fall and end a seven-game losing streak. In the eyewitness weather forecast, overnight expect warm and humid conditions with a possible scattered shower or thunderstorm late and a low of 71. On Tuesday, early morning showers give way to partly sunny skies and a high near 90 degrees. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or simply ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.